and I'm just going to consider this the spiritual sequel to 1987's Over the Top that this entire nation has demanded for so long. Joining us on the program, she stars in the film alongside some other people that we got to get into because they're incredible comedians. Joining us is Kate Flannery. Good morning, Kate.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We are very well. Obviously, we got to talk about The Office in a moment, but I got to talk to you about Golden Arm first.
Yeah.
Because I saw the trailer. It's so funny. I saw the trailer for this probably like a month or two ago, and I can't tell you how many copies of Stallone's Over the Top that I have owned throughout the years. And this is the sequel, even though it's not, but it is.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Let me talk about the cast for a second. There is someone in this film from around the area that I did stand up with forever ago, Aparna Nancherla, who plays Coco. Dude,
yes.
She's amazing, right? She's probably one of the most great undiscovered talents in the country.
Absolutely. I did the Benson Ball with her in D.C. a few years ago. She's great.
Yeah, she's awesome. You've got Ron Funches is in it, who everybody
loves. Yeah,
Ahmed Barucha is in it. He's incredible. And tell me, you play Randy. Tell me about Randy in Golden Arm.
Randy's a bar owner and bartender. Basically, she arm wrestles one of the two. Betsy Sodaro and Mary Holland are two buddies who are trying to make. One of them's trying to make money as an arm wrestler in Oklahoma, and she's not very good. So I beat her, and then I her friend just decides to do it as a kick, and her friend is very skinny and doesn't appear to have any upper body strength, has this magical power and doesn't know it. And the minute she arm wrestles, she realizes she's amazing, and that's the definition of a golden arm, is like the least likely suspect to have this kind of thing.
Ah.
So suddenly they realize they can make some money, and so they're on a roll. It's a buddy film. It's really fun.
Yeah, we're talking to Kate Flannery, the new movie Golden Arm, and of course, Meredith from The Office. And that seems to be one of those shows, especially, I think a lot of us are guilty of it, where we see a character. Those characters were so well developed and so fully formed on a show like The Office. Did you oftentimes, when people met you or saw you, did they confuse the character with you in real life, thinking that maybe you were,
that
they still do? I knew it.
It's fine. It's totally fine with me. I mean, I'm, you know, my dad owned a bar in Philly for years, so I come by playing an alcoholic very honestly.
Can I also tell you, Kate, that obviously you played a hilarious alcoholic and porn addict on The Office, but there was the one episode, the Moroccan Christmas, where Michael took you to rehab. That I thought that was one of the most like hilarious slash beautiful things in The Office, that between you and Michael, who, you know, you had plenty of scenes together, but that was like the first real deep, heavy scene. I thought that was my favorite Meredith moment on The Office. What was yours?
I have to say, that's one of my favorite episodes. That whole scene where we're in the parking lot and Michael's literally trying to catch and drag Meredith into rehab. We had such a good time. That was one of the few times that we actually got to improvise an entire scene. Normally everything was written and you got to improvise a line here or there, but that was my only time to improvise, and also just to get to do great physical comedy with one of the geniuses of the business. I mean, Steve Carell is the greatest. He's an amazing actor and an amazing person, just the nicest guy.
Doesn't that make you angry? Like, it's just you look at the guy and you're like, really? Are you that perfect, man? Like, come on.
You got to have a dark
side. You hear
side.
That from everyone. Like, we've talked to people, you know, work with Steve, and they're just like, he's, you know, not only is he hilarious, but he's so great and genuine and amazing. And it's like, ah, we get it.
Like, come on. Just tell me he collects, like, serial killer memorabilia or something. There's got to be something dark to him.
I don't think so. And I'm telling you, it's like he's the guy you want on your team. Because once 40-year-old Virgin came out, we had already started, we were about to start season two of The Office, and we were filming, and I just remember 40-year-old Virgin came out, and we were like, oh my gosh, we are so excited that he is attached to our show. Like, this is, you know, he is our, you know, he's the main vibe of our show. Like, we're in good shape.
Joining us on the program again, Kate Flannery, new movie coming out, I believe, tomorrow. It's going to start streaming. Golden Arm. If you love the seriousness of the Over the Top, you're going to love the hilariousness of this arm wrestling comedy. And another cast member in there, again, I got to shout out some people that are again, Aparna's relatively discovered, but I feel like one day she's going to be at that Melissa McCarthy level. She's going to have her own projects. Ahmed Barucha, who is a part of a sketch comedy group, they might still be together, called Dead Kevin on YouTube. If you've never looked up Dead Kevin on YouTube, there's these little mini bite-sized 3-minute sketches that him and his pals worked on that they must have done 50, and there isn't a bad one amongst them. That's another guy that I love seeing finally getting a crack at the big time here.
Absolutely. No, yeah, this cast is fantastic. And, you know, Dot Marie Jones is in the cast as well. She was on Glee. She played the Beast, the gym coach. And she actually is a former arm wrestling champ. She was a professional arm wrestler. So she was a total get for this. So,
Can I do a little fact or fiction in regards to your time on The Office? You can confirm or deny. Okay. Confirm you actually shaved your head when you had lice on that episode, or was that a wig?
I cannot confirm. Yeah, no, that was a bald cap.
Okay.
I did most of my own stunts, but I did not shave my head.
Well, that's my next question. Confirm or deny, you were actually hit by a car for real doing a stunt where you got hit by a car?
Well, it was movie magic. I started on the hood of the car, and literally the editor of the show, Dave Rogers, pushed me so I could roll onto the glass and then roll off onto a mat below. Literally. So, yeah.
So you were actually on the car. That was you rolling over
there. I was. Yeah. I did. I hit the glass. Yeah. And we simulated it. Yeah.
Okay.
The car was actually still, and Steve was not driving at the moment.
In final one here, Kate Flannery joining us, new movie Golden Arm out tomorrow. Confirm or deny that you didn't actually quit your regular day job as a waitress until the second season of The Office.
Whoa.
That's right. Yeah. You know what? I was 40 when I got The Office, and I just didn't know if we were going to... I didn't know. You just don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I literally covered my shifts during the week, and I worked my Sunday brunch.
That's amazing. You still just banging a 9-to-5 brunch shifts and on one of the most popular American television shows of all time. Well, Kate, thank you so much for taking the time. I can't wait to watch the movie Golden Arm. Stream it wherever you can. This is one of those ones that I want to be a hit, a cult hit, one of those ones they do two or three of them. This thing is going to be so funny. Just watch the trailer. We'll post it online. Kate, thank you for taking the time this morning.
Thank you guys so much. Take care.
Take care.
See you.
And thanks, Baltimore. I love Baltimore.
Oh, we love you very much. Oh, she is such a sweet person. You know
what? She loves Baltimore. She loves Baltimore.